Another big hour for you here on the Ellen K Morning Show, Coast 103.5. Okay. 10 minutes away from your chance at a four-pack to Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. All you need to know is the Disney word of the day, coast1035.com/magic. Then we also have your kahuna chair. We're going to qualify you with the LNK Q&A, 725. All right? So that is all just ahead. It's all about Disney dads and dollars on our Dad's Day week here on Coast 103.5. I'm sitting here in the room, Mel and Kay, with Social Queen Darlene, of course.
Yes. I love this song.
Yeah, yeah. Roger is in for Ryan. He's with his dad this week. And Roger is a former cast member.
Yes.
And this song is...
It's something.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yes. Yeah, no.
Mary Poppins, yes, for sure.
That's right. And then Nick Pagliocchini. You're doing a great job, and you're here with us.
Thank you.
He was a cast member, too.
Yes.
And they've been dueling all week.
Yeah, well.
There's a lot of arguing off air. Let's be real. It's okay. We still love each other, but yeah.
Well, I can top all of you with your Disney knowledge. You guys sit here and you're like, I worked there for 15 years and I did this and I did that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? And on this anniversary today, because Disney Paris is open,
mm-hmm.
I opened Disney Paris with Rick Dees. So top that.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yes. There's no topping that.
No, you opened Disneyland?
Yes,
Paris.
We opened it. We flew over to Paris.
They do those things?
Well, they used to.
They did.
Wow. Oh, I don't even know what that means.
So Disney Paris is reopening today. It's a very big deal. And so years ago, what year was that? Oh, Roger, what year did Disney Paris open? Do you know?
I do. It was April 12th, 1992.
Ding, ding, ding. Wow. That's good.
Nick, do you know anything more about Disney Paris?
No, well, at this point, now I'm trying to think. Now I'm on the spot.
Okay,
no, I've been there twice. So
right.
I have, but yeah, but no, go ahead.
Good for you. Did you take the train there from Paris?
I did.
Okay, so did we. So we opened it, and it was called something else.
Oh yeah,
it was called Euro Disney.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Oh. And now they have changed it.
Yes.
So we were promoting Euro Disney, and we were there.
See, that's
you guys
amazing.
Proud of me?
Very proud of you. Yes.
And here's another thing. There was barely anyone there. And then our thought was, is Euro Disney going to fail?
Right.
Wow.
Because here we are, these Americans coming in. Why are Americans opening Disney Paris?
Right.
Well, because we're from Disneyland, basically.
Right.
And Disney sent us there. And it was very nice. It was a very nice trip.
It's a beautiful place, too.
But it was like Disney does it right.
They sure do.
They do.
Wow.
That they do.
Oh, that's cool. That's amazing.
Yeah. And when you guys were doing your Disney duel, I thought, wait, I can top them today. Only today.
I was
today.
Like, there's been a few times where Ellen has specifically been like, oh, well, I did this at Club 33. Okay, well, whatever, Ellen.
Okay, well, we also have broadcast from the belly of the Haunted Mansion. Have you done that?
See? Another thing to top us.
Yeah,
we're Disney not going to argue anymore, Roger. We're just going to give it all to Ellen.
Yeah. Ellen wins.
We want to hear it all.
The Ellen K Morning Show on Coast 103.5.
Before we get to caller 20, real quick. So Disney Paris reopening today to a lot of happy campers,
mm-hmm.
and Parisians and people from all over Europe train in. And it was on this day, not actually on this day, but years and years ago, I think it was 1994, Roger?
Yes.
That Disney Paris opened as Euro Disney.
92.
Well, so everything was different there. Because you could drink wine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You would be eating crepes.
Correct.
Instead of churros. They had foie gras and escargot.
Mm-hmm.
What's the foie gras or whatever you say?
That is a duck pet. It's a duck liver.
Yes,
yeah, duck,
correct.
Yes.
Oh. Duck liver.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Whoa. That's what they were serving. Anyway, we're serving up at Disneyland 4-packs. All right. Caller 20. Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
Oh my gosh, it's Terry.
Well, Terry, where are you calling from?
Riverside.
Terry of Riverside. Thank you for having us on. How's your Friday Eve?
It's good.
Are you in the car right now?
No, I'm at work.
Okay. Where do you work?
I work for Wells Fargo.
Oh, well, Terry, tell us, do you know the Disney word of the day?
Churro.
I say churro too, Darlene. What do you say?
Churro.
Churro?
You are right. You just got a 4-pack to Disneyland.
Awesome. Yay. Thank you so much.
Okay. What is that word of the day?
Churro.
Churro.
Hang on, Terry, we're going to get all your info. Enjoy these.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy Friday Eve from the Ellen K Morning Show. I'm Ellen here with Social Queen Darlene.
Hey.
Nick Pagliocchini live in person doing
good
the
morning.
Traffic from this very studio.
I'm very excited about it.
You know, I almost, it hurt my heart when you said, yeah, I was talking to walls.
Yeah, you're right. Where I usually work out of, it's either when I was home for 434 days, it was a 10 by 10 room, mm-hmm. and now it's a 40,000 square foot facility for our sister facility in Long Beach, for iHeart sister facility down there, because I'm one of the very first people back.
Oh, okay.
So I'm all by myself in this massive place, just by myself. But talking to you guys has made it worth it.
Yes.
Yeah,
I know. I love that song by Eric Carmen. And also Roger in for Ryan. Ryan spending a week with his dad, having a great time until the water pipe burst today.
The hot water pipe.
The hot water pipe. Oof. So Ryan assisting his dad on that. I guess they had an emergency fix-it session, and there were a lot of bad words being shared. Anyway, that's thanks great. For being here, Raj, all this
you
week.
Got it.
As we lead up to a Father's Day, Disney Dads and Dollars, and your dollars are coming up very, very soon. It's your LNK1K Payday Song of the Day, You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi. We're going to play that between 8 and 9. So do not go far because it is on the horizon. And he's the unicorn of traffic. Nick, how's everything looking right now?
It's looking pretty rough for the ride, actually, Elle. Getting through the San Gabriel Valley in Montebello on the eastbound side of the 60 at Garfield. It's a wreck that has the two middle lanes shut down. And then south on Monte 60 east before Rosemead Boulevard. Get the care you need. Lean on Molina. I'm Nick Pagliocchini, Coast 103.5.
All right. Thanks, Nick. And this is a Disney feel-good. We got an email. I just want to read part of it. It says, hi, Ellen K. You guys were discussing the new Avengers campus at Disney California Adventure. I tweeted you all about how the late Grant Imahara of Mythbusters, one of my best friends, helped develop the Spider-Man robot. And I would love to come on the air to chat more with you about it. I feel projects like this are so special. Acknowledging his involvement, even though he's in heaven, will keep his legacy alive. That's from Holly. So Holly, we got to get a hold of Holly.
Yeah, we have to hear this.
Okay, so Grant Imahara of
Mythbusters. I remember hearing about him. He had an aneurysm, but he was a really young guy and really, really bright and big on the show.
So he designed that Spider-Man robot, which I didn't know was a robot. I haven't been there yet, but you have, Nick?
Yeah, it's a huge audio animatronic. It's really, really impressive. So there is a live actor, but then this one specifically does the stunt work, and it's amazing. And it flies 85 feet in the air over Avengers Campus.
And this guy invented it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to get a hold of you. Holly, thank you so much for the email. I love the story behind the story of the story. We have to get that here. And your top stories are just ahead, too, on Coast 103.5. And we are your feel-good station, your feel-good show here at Coast for the Ellen K Morning Show. And we tracked her down. Her name is Holly Amos. And she recently lost her best friend, Grant Imahara of Mythbusters. You might even picture him in your head right now. He died suddenly of an aneurysm. And we didn't know when we were talking about the Avengers campus at Disney California Adventure and the Spider-Man robot that is so amazing. We had no idea what the connection was. So, Holly, thank you for your email to us. Thank you for coming on with us. Tell us about your best friend, Grant.
Grant was the most gentle person I've ever met in my life, and that's what I miss most about him. I apologize if I get emotional. Grant was one of my best friends. I worked for the Star Trek brand for several years and met through that, and just having a lot of friends in common within like the LA geek community, I guess you would call it.
I want to be a part of the LA geek community.
But yeah, he ended up working for a company called Spectral Motion, and they do a lot of stuff for Disney, and he helped create the Spider-Man robot that everybody is. It became what everybody is now seeing. And that was one of the last professional projects that he worked on. And I just think that it's important for people to know that that's part of his legacy.
Yeah. Now we can put a name and a face with it. When we see that robot, that Grant was a huge part of that.
Stuff like
are
that.
You, Holly, are you having angel moments? Does he visit you?
I have dreams about him a lot. still. And I, a lot of people seem to think that that's, you know, him visiting me.
Wow.
All I know is that I miss him a lot. Yeah.
And all we know is that we just met that robot that your best friend worked on, Grant Nimahara of Mythbusters. And what do you want everyone to keep in mind when we go to Disneyland all throughout, you know, this reopening and all throughout the year? What do you want people to think of when they see Grant's robot, the Spider-Man?
How excited he was to be working on it, how hard he worked on it, how frustrated he would get on a regular basis by this robot. I mean, he used to call it like his kid because he was spending so much time with it. Something that Grant was very passionate about, worked really hard on, and I'm really glad that people are excited about it and are talking about it as much as they are.
He's captured our attention big time, and I think that that's Grant Imahara coming through to you with an angel moment. Thing I love to know that Grant is somewhere in heaven watching us marvel at his invention.
Marvel, great use.
Thank you, Holly. That thing launches 85 feet in the air. It's touching heaven. It's touching you,
for
Grant.
Sure.
Wow.
Thanks for coming on with us. It's Coast 103.5.